Welcome to the French Asian Connection podcast series brought to you by the Jacques de Morgan French Asian Connection Virtual Research Lab at the National University of Malaysia, UKM, with the support of the Embassy of France in Malaysia. I'm your host, Anne Vincent, a PhD student at the Center of Research in Language and Linguistics, Faculty of Social Sciences and Humanities, National University of Malaysia. I am also currently the research officer at the Jacques de Morgan French Asian Connections Virtual Research Lab, which is managed by Associate Professor Dr. Shantini Pillay. In this episode, we speak with Madame Alix, a librarian at the Bibliothèque Anglaise Anglophone d'Angers, also known as the English Language Library in Angers, France. Madame Alix has been working at the English Language Library in Angers for the past 3 years. In her role, she oversees the management and development of the library's collection, ensuring it remains diverse and relevant in the community's needs. She is also responsible for coordinating partnerships with local schools and leading the library's outreach programs, which aims to promote English language learning and foster a love for reading. In addition to her regular duties, Alix runs small workshops for both children and adults, encouraging them to engage in conversations in English. These sessions are designed to build confidence, improve speaking skills, and create a welcoming environment for learners of all levels. Alix is also known for being warm and always ready to help anyone who is looking for book recommendations, hoping to improve their English, or simply interested in having a friendly chat. We are very pleased indeed to have you with us today, Alex. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So, shall we dive into the questions?
Go for it.
All right. So, what is the biggest challenge in maintaining an English language library in a predominantly French-speaking community?
I would say not scaring the French away. English in French in France is a subject in school that you study. You have to study English. And what I'm trying to do is to make them understand that it's first a language that could be used to make friends and to just talk with nice people, friendly people around you, and it's not just something you're graded on, you're either good or bad at. And even if you're not the best and that you make mistakes, for 10 minutes you had a great chat with someone, you see. So the biggest challenges will be to make them comfortable enough so that they can speak and read and enjoy the space. Yeah, I think that would be the biggest one. And I'm not gonna lie, budgets. Sometimes is
A
it
little
to
difficult.
a little difficult to go around when you have so many great ideas, so many volunteers that want to do great things, so many books to buy. Oh my God, so many books to
Let's get so
buy.
many books to buy. I
So many
guess,
books to buy.
I guess it's like learning French for me as well. It's like I'm shy if I actually say something wrong, especially to the French people, and then they would judge me. But yeah, sometimes you just have to go for it.
At the library, everybody had to learn at least not one other language. Some of them speak five, which I, can imagine. But either you're French like me and you learned English and you know how hard it was, or you are an English speaker and you came to the library, so you had to learn French, which is, in my opinion, is harder. And so we understand the struggle and that shyness that come with it, and of yeah, that fear of being judged. And we're not
Totally.
teachers, we're just
All right.
trying to have a nice conversation
Oh,
with
yeah.
fun human beings,
All right. How do you source and fund English language books, especially rare or high demand titles?
You mean buying them? How, where do I buy them, or how do I find them?
Either or, if you buy them, do you buy them or do you get them funded or somebody donate to you? How do you
Well,
get these books?
we have a lot of donations at the library. We are lucky. We have a very generous community. For the past few years, so we add books every day to the collection, and we remove books. I know it's hard to imagine, because when you walk into the library, you feel like it's always been this way. But the books change. Books move on the shelves, and as we move. And so yes, we get a lot of donations. When we get a book donated, we'll look at the content, first of all, and the shape of it. If it's crumbling into your hands, it's not worth putting it on the shelf. But one of the things I love about this library is that because a book has yellow pages, doesn't mean it won't be added. If it's, smart, interesting, funny, or whatever, we will add it to the collection. And so our collection sometimes look a bit old, but that doesn't matter because all of the titles in the collections are great.
That's
So
good.
we add them to the collection, or we sell them for during our fundraising events. With that money, we buy new books, or we recycle them, and that is a fundraiser for a local school. You donate paper, and with the weight of the paper, it gives you an amount. That amount goes to the school. So every donation, it's one of the things I also love about this library, that we truly respect the book in its entirety.
All right. Yeah.
But I buy twice a year. I buy in bulk, I want to say. I buy a lot of books at once because it's cheaper to ship. Not
Yeah,
much.
of course. Yeah. So do you go to the publisher or do you have like a supplier?
I basically shop online. I browse the internet day and night looking for the best books. Not for me, not for me, but for the
Yeah.
members.
Of course.
No, yeah, okay. I have good taste, I have good taste. So sometimes I buy things that I would like to read, but that just, because
I
I know
believe your
that
taste in books.
I just have good taste in books.
Yeah.
No, I truly try to be scientific about it, even though it's not really possible because human beings in front of me. But I do statistics, I do little surveys to make sure. I always ask for if the members have recommendations. You have a box at the front desk where they can leave little notes of, yeah, you should buy this book, and that's the first thing I do when I buy my new books. And so I buy from Blackwell's and Kenny's.
Nice. All right. Who constitutes the core readership of the library, and how do their interests shape the library's collections and the programming?
Readership, you said
Yeah, the people
the
who read.
readers. Oh, who are the bookworms here? A lot of retirees, not gonna lie, because we have 60% of our members are university students, but I don't think they are the main readers. Actually a bit. But what gets out the most are novels, classical novels, because people want to read literature in their original language.
Nice.
And teenager novels. A few teachers, a lot of people that well, English nat native English speakers. A lot of them will come to the library to read, because reading in French is hard. Then I would say retirees, and then I would say students, university students, and what they read are novels, young adult novels. And a lot of, actually, a lot of French, yeah, a lot of French who want to either start or get better in reading in English. And it's funny because they always want like the manuals, the exercises, and I let them if they want to, but I always tell them, you know, why don't you have a little fun? Why do you have to do the quotes boring exercises? Why don't you just enjoy your book in another language? And we have a section that's dedicated to that at the library. Of course, we understand we are in France. It's a English library, English language library. So it's called Easy Readers. And we have a lot of penguin books, for example, with Oxford. And they are
Classic, yeah.
very small, well, classics. They are very small. And they have been made for this purpose, thinking about non-native speakers trying to achieve, to read and be comfortable.
Yes,
And
yes.
you can, and they really enjoy it. I never have more than five on the shelf. I have hundreds of them. I never have more than
Good, that's good. It shows that you're really pushing them to, encouraging them to read more, especially in English.
I try and to get them to enjoy reading in English more than feel like a chore. As I was saying before, like it's a subject or a chore where you have to work hard. You don't have to work well. You can enjoy working hard. Is that what I'm trying to say? I also recommend comic books because first of all, it's beautiful. People have so much talent. And if you don't understand the word on the page, with the images, you can kind of guess what it is. If you don't know the word knight, you see a castle, a dragon, and a sword, you can guess knight is
Yes.
chevalier.
It is, it is. It makes sense, yeah.
I guess this advice would work with any other foreign language.
It kind of does. I mean, I saw people reading French comic books, non-native French people, yeah. So they were like, oh, if you, I can read the comics and I don't have to refer to every single word that I don't understand. I can just figure it out with the pictures, yeah.
Figure it out. Right.
Yeah. That way it stays in your memory. Yeah,
More.
and you
This is
use
more.
it outside, yeah, on a daily basis. Yeah, it helps.
I think you remember more a word, specific word in context than if you just know the definition of it.
Yes, correct. Yeah, I agree. So let's move on to our final question. So, what
Yay.
types of events or community programs have been most successful in engaging local population?
Oh my God, we do so much.
I know, that's why we want to
We do
know. We've
around
seen it in action,
60 activities a month. Why, you would ask? I don't know. No, because we just love our members and they enjoy coming to the library. My personal favorite is Coffee House because it's just so simple. It's every Friday mornings, it's except during school vacations, and you just grab a cup of coffee or tea and chat. And that's all, that's about it. Just making friends, making conversations, and drinking horrible coffee. But we have bigger events. Saturday was the public speaking contest that's trying to get women to publicly speak in English, speak their minds so they have a topic. And so you first win the regionals, then you win the nationals. And if you win the nationals, you get a trip to London to win the Europeans.
Wow.
Yeah, we try to help women practice and get. Yes, we try our best.
Girl
And
power,
then
yo.
we.
Go for it.
Yes, yeah, we are women run. I
Yeah,
have two other Koreans.
exactly.
No men allowed. and so Mandy has been working very hard building a literary festival. It's gonna happen in May. And we are welcoming panelists from the book of the I want to say the book community, because you got an editor, you got a few authors, like every side of what goes into making a book. They're all both French and English speakers. And what's most important to us is that the literary is free. The literary festival is free. You can have a whole day listening to very interesting people for free.
Yeah, that would be interesting. You don't have to read it, then you hear people reading it out for you, then you just like imagine stuff. Yeah, you have like a you go with your friend, have a drink.
It's more like a conference. You know, they have topics and then they're gonna discuss. But we also, something that's very popular at the library, and actually your hosts helped me last year with one. It's called Group Conversations, and it's once a week at the library, but I do a few outside of the library too, where you have a native English speaker and then a bunch of people that are not native, and they chat in a casual way. The whole spirit of the library is around that. Speaking, reading in English, but in a relaxed way. No pressure.
Yeah, that would be relaxing and encouraging. That's the most important, right? Like to encourage non-native speakers to speak the language.
Practice. I mean, when you speak every week, of course you're gonna get better and more confident.
Yes, of course. Anything else that you'd like to add on or
About the
context?
activities. About activities, we have a lot of book clubs. We have like three book clubs. I don't recommend them to our, the French who struggle, because it's a lot of, well, first of all, you need to read the whole novel and then be able to debate if you liked it or not. And it's really, the members of this book club are like university professors, so
That makes it
a bit intimidating. But if you're looking for that kind of intellectual debate, then you got three. We have walk and talk and garden club, where they go outside, walk, and the other one did go visit private gardens. Sometimes they're public, but sometimes they get access to private gardens,
That's
and they
nice.
just chat. They just chat. Once again, it's all a bunch of excuse to speak and make
Again,
conversation and make friends even, you know. We never know.
I mean, learning a language, what better way, right? So that's my last question for now.
Thank you so much
All
for
right.
having me.
No problem. Thank you so much, Alix, for taking the time to share your insights and experience with us today. It has been a pleasure learning about the wonderful work you do at the English Language Library in Aussie, and how your effort continue to build bridges through languages and community engagement. I remember being there, so it was I always wanted to go back, but because I had to run around, I couldn't always be there, especially for the book club. Yeah, the Friday mornings.
You're a
Yeah,
very
and to all
busy
this.
woman.
Thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this episode of the French Asian Connections, a podcast series brought to you by the Jacques de Morgan French Asian Connections Virtual Research Lab at the National University of Malaysia, with the support of the Embassy of France in Malaysia. If you enjoyed this conversation, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for more episodes where we explore the connections between France and Asia in history, culture, and beyond. Till next time, signing off. À bientôt.
À bientôt.